Christmas and cows aren't usually something that goes together, but in my house, they're part of our annual tradition. A few years ago, my son asked me to help him write his Christmas list, though only four at the time, he knew exactly what he wanted. A Buzz Lightyear toy, a Super Mario game, a book, and most importantly, a candy cane bigger than five cows. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, he became obsessed with the supersized candy cane, telling anyone who asked that was the one thing he wanted most of all. For our imaginative son, a candy cane could come in any size he dreamed. However, for my husband and me, turning that wish into reality was a challenge. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to Google a candy cane larger than five cows, but I have, and I can tell you the results are pretty dismal. To be honest, even if we could find that magical 30-foot confection, getting it into the house would be next to impossible. So we got creative. After exhaustive searches online and in stores, we finally located the largest candy cane in town. Though only 2 feet tall, this cane towered over traditional candies and was almost as tall as my son. Then, realizing the cow scale of measurement is still pretty fluid, my husband made five colorful heifers out of paper and taped them stacked one on top of the other to the candy cane box. Fortunately, it worked, and Cooper was thrilled. Over the years, the cow-to-candy-cane ratio has continued to grow, along with my youngest child's active imagination. His Christmas requests have become legend amongst our friends and family, who wonder what he'll ask for next. And though we wonder how we can make it happen, somehow we always deliver. Last year, however, a new challenge arose when Cooper, perhaps trying to up the ante, declared that in addition to his super-sized candy cane, he wanted a jetpack. 2 days before Christmas, he got one thanks to Pinterest and art supplies, along with a note from Santa explaining that a real jetpack wasn't practical at this time. After a brief moment of disappointment, he put on his jetpack and jumped on his bike, soaring in the breeze of the winter day and his imaginary spaceflight. My husband and I know that someday, in the not-too-distant future, my son will outgrow his fantasies of jetpacks and cow-sized candy. As he grows older, though, I hope he always envisions a world where anything is possible, with a little creativity. For now, however, does anyone know where I can find a 180-foot candy cane?
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith.